So I have this idea where with every single episode, our audio quality gets worse and worse until it's just static. But I want to see how long it'll take for people to notice that it's continually getting worse with every episode. Like, how long can we go before people just straight up can't understand us? Will we lose listeners, or will people just listen to the static?
Yeah, it'll just go to a point that the podcast will just be aired through paper cups.
Yeah,
That
it'll be it's like a social experiment.
You can hear us on AM radio. We should have an AM station.
Let's talk about the 2000s, and then you just hear like 5 minutes of static.
Pure static, and you're like underneath a bridge and shit. Yeah, we're gonna attempt to have an AM radio station.
Oh, yes.
Cause like no one listens to AM anymore. We could be like Wayne's World, where like they had their show on public access television.
Yeah. I mean, at least according to It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, it's like super easy to get your content on public access, so.
That's very true, and no one would watch us. We could.
So nothing has changed.
N nothing has changed. Public access is how neo-Nazis are created.
And on that note, let's talk about the 2000s.
Woo! I don't know. That whole sentence just came out of my ass. It's just not.
Like most of your sentences.
I mean, it's a rough morning.
Yeah.
It's well, we had Chick-fil-A, but
Highlight of my day so far.
my neck is killing me.
Yeah.
But what's not? But what is? What else is also killing me is Kidz Bop.
is Britney's loneliness is killing me.
Oh God! Fuck off.
Sorry, it just like
I
came into my
know.
head.
Well, yesterday at work, someone said you drive me crazy. Randomly towards like the computer, and then I shouted, "By Britney Spears," and only one person got it.
Ah, oh, that's a shame.
That shit
You
fucking hurt
need
me.
new coworkers.
I need a new job. So our civilization, our society, our world created Kidz Bop, and it hasn't stopped. Like I'm 26, and
They're in the 30s, at least,
This
right?
came out, Kidz Bop originated about 17 years ago. You know, like I've gone through grade school. I've gotten a bachelor's.
It's been
And
around almost as long as we have.
yeah, it's been around as a long time. This came out post 9/11 when we needed it the most. I think that's what's important. In
If
order
anyone ever wants you to define a post 9/11 world,
Just listen to Kidz
yeah,
Bop.
just send them a link to Kidz Bop.
Yeah, because this came out in October of 2001. So it's right on the money of like when we need to heal. It wasn't watching U2 during the Super Bowl. It was listening to Kidz Bop versions of your favorite radio hits, specifically by Smash Mouth, which is Smash Mouth is the first track on the first ever Kidz Bop.
I mean, what could be more fitting?
Yeah, what could be more kids boppy than adult bop, like by Smash Mouth? Like it's Smash Mouth is what kids bop would be if you're an adult. It's what that shit is.
Yeah. Which is why it's perfect for Kidz Bop.
Yeah, like it's kind of wild. Like so, basically, Kidz Bop was just they just grabbed all the hit songs from 1999 to 2001, just like all the top 10 hits, and threw it onto a compilation album. Hired a bunch of rando kids to sing over some things, and that's it.
Yeah.
And whenever there would be grown-up parts, they would get other grown-ups to do it, but they would find like almost imitations of the person. Like if it was a Ja Rule song, it would be a guy trying to growl his way through the song. Like, yeah, like a guy would just do that the whole time.
The
And
time has finally come for cover bands.
I mean, yeah, they made money off covers and shit, and which was at the time, I guess, genius. 'Cause like originally like the guys who created it created compilation albums from their garage 10 years prior. And it was just like oldies music, like the 70s or monster rock ballads. And they sold over 3 million copies from their garage. You know. We averaged 10 people listening to our podcast, but these assholes sold 3 million copies out of their garage. I'm kind of fucking mad. Why didn't we have this idea in 1995, Catherine?
We need to fight them.
Yeah, we should take them to court for like the sake of me. Then 10 years later, they came up with Kidz Bop. Like, oh, if we can do it with like grown up shit, we can just do it with kids. And I don't know if you're too young to remember, but Kidz Bop wasn't sold in stores. You had to order this shit.
I remember seeing
Remember
all
that?
the infomercials. Yeah.
Infomercials, like you had to call a 1-800 number for a Kidz Bop album, and then if you called right now, you would get a free mug or some shit. Which was part of their marketing. It was just like people like a tangible shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's very true. Like it's like Kidz Bop isn't pressed on vinyl.
Yeah, I was gonna ask,
It's
like, is
not
it
pressed
pressed
on
on
vinyl.
vinyl?
It's not
Why
pressed on
not?
vinyl. I don't know, dude.
Why has no one done
If they
that?
press the first five, maybe I'll get the first one. Just to say I own it. But my cousin was just like, you look like the type that has listened to Kidz Bop, like, by choice. I'm like, no, I haven't. Surprisingly. I'm only listening for research.
Also, I'm looking, and so they have 38 of them out. A
It's
39 is in
soon.
the process.
TBA.
And so and they average it like 3 to 4 released every year.
Yo, I mean, there's so many hits within a calendar year.
Right.
Because I'm sure they kind of average it through like the spring hits and then all the summer songs and
Yeah.
then the late fall stuff, you
They
know.
started at 1 a year and then built up to 2 a year. And then,
Money
like, there was
blown.
2000. Where'd it go? 2015, they had 4.
Four. 2015
They had
was a
done
good year.
two. They did two every year up until 2015, which they did 4 and then went down to 3 a year.
It is, yeah, they start to lose money. 2015 was peak Kidz Bop.
Really was.
Well, if
Like,
anything, in my mind, for the sake of this podcast, the first five were peak Kidz Bop because it was like all the bops of like the 2000s that in kid and child form.
I do have to say though, of those 38, those do not include the special releases as
Yeah,
well
like
as
the Christmas
seasonal ones.
ones.
Because there are so many more.
Yo.
There's like an additional like
Whoa,
40
scroll up.
albums.
There was a Hanukkah Kidz Bop. There's Hanukkah Kidz Bop.
A Kidz Bop Valentine. Los
Whoa.
Kidz Bop.
I didn't read this shit. Los Kidz Bop? I'm offended. Mad offended. Kidz Bop Halloween? Kidz Bop Gold? More Kidz Bop Gold. Kidz Bop Hanukkah is maybe I need to listen to that shit. Kidz Bop All-Time Hits, which is stupid because they literally just cover hits.
Kidz Bop sings the Beatles.
American Stars.
Kidz Bop presents 101 crazy jokes for kids.
Are they bops or are they just jokes? Like it's not Kidz Bop. Like, are they covering like jokes from comedians? Like a bunch of Bill Cosby jokes at the time were okay.
That's a great question.
Monster ballads. Oh, Kidz Bop Monster ballads. So like they're doing like Poison,
God, I hope
Guns N'
so.
Roses, like
I
November
hope
Rain.
so.
Oh my
They did a
God.
world tour.
I was gonna get to that. I was gonna get to that.
Sorry, go on.
Well, later on, because it's like their phenomena still exists, and it's even
Yeah.
greater than when it was
Didn't mean
when I was
to
a
give
child.
spoilers. Oh
Yeah.
my God.
That is also a thing I
We'll
wrote
get to that
down. We
later.
will get to that because Catherine's like blown away right now.
I told you I haven't done research.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty insane. So, came out, they sold over 800,000 copies. None of it was in stores. It was all order. So 800,000 people, parents more than likely, went to order this shit. Physically got on the phone through their AT&T phone, home phone with the cord shit and called 1-800 and ordered Kidz Bop for their family and their soccer mom band. Out of their 22 albums, out of the 22 albums that have charted high, they've been more successful than Bruce Springsteen, U2, Madonna. They've had more hits than them.
I absolutely believe that, though.
I fucking believe it. Like, I don't know, like they, you know how like they used to just hire random kids, but then over time started to become their own thing, like the Mouseketeers and were branding themselves as like, oh, here's these kids doing kids bop songs, and Zendaya was one of the kids.
That's so crazy
to me. Yeah, like she kind of started off a little bit like that. I think what makes kids bop the greatest thing and worst thing ever is the songs that they cover and the songs that they don't cover. Because there's a funny thing about, they've covered some really explicit, suggestive shit.
Right.
But the one song they explicitly said they wouldn't do was Blurred Lines.
Oh my God.
Because it's such a rapey song. It's literally about taking advantage of a woman.
Right.
In rhythmic form.
Like,
I have a fun fact about that song. My cousin, we were at a festival, and I hope he's listening to this and bringing back terrible memories. But basically, it was pouring rain, and we were like, bro, we want to leave. And he was like, I need to see Robin Thicke. He was incredibly adamant on seeing Robin Thicke live.
Oh my God.
And why? So we left him. We were like, all right, call us when you're done. And as we're leaving, we hear Blurred Lines from a fucking distance. This is when Blurred Lines was like hot as shit before they got sued by Marvin Gaye's family.
Oh my God.
And before they realized it was such a rapey song. It's being blasted and we get to the car. Our phones die and there's no way to get in touch with him. So we leave him. Mm-hmm. And then my friend was like, all right, I'm going to come back. And then I get a phone call later on. My cousin's like, you left me, blah, blah. I'm like, you left us to see Robin Thicke. So if anything, 9 years later or whatever, he left us to go hear a song about rape. My cousin's a dick.
Well, I sure hope he's listening.
I hope to God he's listening. He's got nothing else to do. He works in IT.
Damn.
Yeah, so they won't cover Blurred Lines. And what's crazy now is, like, the world tour concerts, my coworker went to one of those with his kid. And he said the audio was shit.
But the
place was packed, like, parents and their children. And, you know, they put on a whole performance, and they perform all these covers, and then they perform original songs now. They have original... They have original bops.
Who asked?
No one did. They just... I don't know. I think they're just really good at rebranding and following with, like, the times. But another coworker talked about her kids watch their YouTube videos. They have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And this whole thing. And I was just like, you need to show your kids Scarface. So they never go back to Kids Bop.
Truly.
They'll grow out of it in a year or two, but Kids Bop does a great job in finding their a demographic that is so specific.
Like their marketing.
It's so fantastic. Good.
Yeah,
because it's just like 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds.
Right.
And it's right before, it's that age cusp before you hit emo and like you hate your parents. Like you still love them. But once you're 13, 14, you hate everything.
This 12, is very true,
12, yeah. 12 is safe. 12, 11, 10, safe. And when it's time to still be a kid and be fun. But I it's kind of funny. Like I'm impressed and I applaud them, but it's not going to stop us from shitting on it.
Oh, no, absolutely.
No, no. That's why we're here. That's why we woke up today. That's why we felt motivated today.
Yeah. I got up this morning so I could talk shit about Kids Bop. So.
And have Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Well, the Chick-fil-A came after I got up.
Yeah, that's true. There's there was that article I sent you. There's a guy that listened to every single Kids Bop album in chronological order in like a week.
I can't imagine.
A brave soul. Because I'm not doing that.
Did the research that no one else is willing to do.
I mean, yeah. And I think the first album he listens to, like Kids Bop 1, after the first paragraph he says, I already regret this.
Yeah.
And just keeps hammering through. And it when you read it, I want to post it somewhere. Like, I'll post it on our Instagram. But basically, reading the whole thing is like watching someone go really develop into Stockholm Syndrome. Like they're trapped in the Kids Bop world.
Oh my God.
And just end up loving it.
Because by so they get the horrifying.
Seven. Because when they get the 7 and 8, they're like loving it. They're just like, oh, this is pretty good. It's like, yeah, he's in that trap now.
That's so horrifying.
So basically I think what we're all really here for is to hear the lyrics. And switched up this shit is. It is
like, when I found out they had done Anaconda.
Anaconda was a kid's bop.
Like,
yo,
whose idea was that?
There's so much worse. I totally forgot Anaconda was a kid's bop.
Yeah. I forget what the...
How do you kids bop that?
I forget how they change the lyrics, but they're ridiculous. I think they say something about their like their anaconda being hungry.
Just so like, it's oh, an animal. So it's about the animal.
Yeah.
But it's still...
They take out the metaphor part.
But it's weird because even then, it's still like... If your anaconda's hungry, it's hard to imagine that it's a pet snake or your dick. That like you...
Right.
Like you just need... You need to fuck right now. Right.
Well, like, I have...
You're either feeding your snake a mouse, or you need to fuck.
Well, I have this, like, quote saved, because I thought it was really good, but Christopher Bell had said, "Kids Bop is an abomination because it censors language, but it doesn't censor content. Like, I don't need a sanitized version of Despacito. I need 8-year-olds not to be singing Despacito because that song is super dirty."
That's 1,000% true.
Yeah.
They censor words, not content.
Yeah, because just because you change the words doesn't mean it changes what the song is about.
Yeah, dude. It makes it, if anything, it sounds worse. Like, take for instance, Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. The original lyric goes, "Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?" Mad suggestive. Because apparently Ed Sheeran likes to come in people's mouths. And so...
I mean, it sounds like an Ed Sheeran thing.
This is a very Ed Sheeran thing. Yeah. He's...
I'm reading some of your notes and they're very entertaining.
Thanks. And so basically, the lyric has changed to, "Will your mouth still remember the look of my love?" What does that fucking mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, because that also just still sounds super suggestive.
Mouths don't have eyes.
Less, like...
That's not how your mouth works, pal. Yeah. Like, that. No, that's not how that shit works. I want to meet the producer who heard this and was just like, perfect.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Print it and stamp it.
Yeah.
This is awful. Blank Space, Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Got a long list of ex-lovers. Makes sense. I don't find anything wrong with that because she's telling the fucking truth. Two is changed to "got a long list of some others." What does that mean?
My initial reaction is like, there's this fun term I like to give to people who like exist in my life, but like affect my life, like not at all, where I call them insignificant others. Because there are like others in my life, but they're extremely insignificant.
Insigs.
So I feel like that's what it is. Got a long list of some others. Like there's some others, like they're there, but... they don't matter.
This sounds like a phrase that a murderer would say, that a complete psychopath, "Oh, I murdered this one and I got a long list of others." That's what psychopaths say. This is a bad lyric. This is really bad.
Do you think Kidz Bop has the genius lyrics thing?
No.
That's a shame.
I don't think they do, and they fucking should.
They really should.
"Love Me Harder" by Ariana Grande in The Weeknd.
There's a Kidz Bop shuffle. And the chorus.
What the fuck?
Look at the chorus.
Oh, I think I've heard it. Wait, what the fuck? Please read this.
Okay.
God.
So it starts, "Down, down, do your dance, do your dance, do the Kidz Bop dance. Down, down, do your dance, let me see you do the..."
Down,
this sounds
down, like a...
do your dance, we got a brand new dance.
Yo, this is like down, some shit down, you chant at a seance.
"Do your dance, let's go now. They say that's what you make it, and that is so. They say just do your thing, make your own dance, chill. We just let the music come from the soul, so every single kid can stay on the floor. We got a brand new dance, come on, we got move your muscle."
Dude, you write this shit on acid.
"Brand new dance called a Kidz Bop shuffle. It don't matter where you're from or where's your home, here it go, we can show you how it go." You'd think at minimum they'd at least be teaching the kids proper grammar.
White people wrote this. I can just,
like, this sounds like they're trying to hypnotize a bunch of kids into doing a dance.
It's
like,
so that,
that's what this sounds. It sounds like a spell.
Please Google Kidz Bop shuffle and look at the lyrics. This is longer than any hymn in any church. It is.
It's mostly the same words repeated over and over again.
Because the
entire course is basically "down, down, do your dance," like 8 times.
This is a 2-page paper. Look at this shit.
Wait, but what is the dance? Now I want to know.
You can write a dissertation on this shit. I don't want to look at the fucking dance. Looks up dance.
I'm going to later. I'll wait since you don't want to see it, but I'm going to look.
Here's
it
another
up.
Great lyric. "Love Me Harder" by Ariana Grande and The Weeknd. Lyric goes, "Can you feel pressure between your hips?" I get it. And it's changed to, can you hear the song singing in my heart? No. I don't.
No, I really
sorry.
Don't.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Go fuck. No. Sorry. I do not hear it. I'm all about that bass. Classic. The lyric.
Yes.
The lyric of I'm bringing booty back. They changed it to I'm bringing it all back. But when you hear it, it sounds like she's saying I'm bringing anal back.
And I'm going to. So I told you this.
I listened to this shit three times.
Yeah. I told you this when you sent it to me. But my theory is that Kidz Bop is trying to subconsciously get people, like, they're trying to get people to subconsciously bring anal back.
I think they're trying to maneuver around abstinence and, like, you're not actually fucking if it's from the back door. There's a song about this. So they're bringing anal back because it went somewhere. Make anal great again. That's
make anal great again.
Make anal great again.
Well, it was like
that's a MAGA hat out.
I don't know if you saw, but in the response to bringing anal back, one of our friends, his response to that was, "Did it go somewhere?"
Yeah, I had no response to that shit.
No.
No. There's, you know, it's you gotta bring anal back. It's pretty amazing. There is a list of inappropriate songs. If you just look up Kidz Bop inappropriate or hilarious changes, you will find at least 100 articles of pure Kidz Bop things that shouldn't have happened. Like J-Lo's I'm Real. Big throwback to Kidz Bop 2. A classic in the genre. When everything sounded way better production-wise. It wasn't shit and it wasn't recorded in a garage. The first guy, the guy who sounds like Ja Rule sounds like shit. He sounds creepy as fuck. Yeah. But this entire song is about wanting to fuck. It's about a woman craving sex. So like the guy was talking about, they censor words but not content.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's hard to like, how do you, you just shouldn't do it. Like, why are kids singing Heartless by Kanye West? Having kids sing about our relationship that ended because both people cheated on each other. What the fuck do they know about that?
Yeah, exactly. And like
they just cheat on board games. Like what? Like what do they know about infidelity?
The article where I found
they can't spell infidelity.
From, Christian Bale or not Christian?
Christian Bale. Christian Bale did this.
Yes. No. But where I found that quote, that article, one of the points they're making is that the kids also don't understand the content. So you have a bunch of adults filming these kids, creating content that the kids don't understand themselves. So the kids don't understand the context behind any of these. They only understand the form of it.
Yeah. They only see the surface, and it's so much worse underneath.
Right.
And, like, they covered on Kidz Bop 2 as well. Kidz Bop 2 is, at this point, problematic as fuck. Come On Over by Christina Aguilera. The song is a booty call. The literally song is about a booty call. What the fuck do they know about that? Nothing. Lips of an Angel by Hinder. This band is dead, by the way. This band doesn't exist anymore. The song is about a man not being able to speak on the phone with his side chick because his girlfriend is in the room with him.
Like, yeah.
What kid is getting mad hoes right now having a little girlfriend in the sixth grade and having mad side chicks
right.
in other classes? Hot and cold. The whole thing is about a bipolar relationship.
Yeah.
Hot and cold. Like, look, there's kids. Oh, man.
Hold on. Changed the lyrics are so bad. Should I pause it?
No, it's muted. But it's just like, there's Zendaya. There she is.
Oh, my God.
She's in the hot and cold video. No, it's a black guy. Nope. Come on, turn around. There she is. Look at young Zendaya. Look at this shit. Launch careers. This bothers me.
This bothers me. That hurts to look at.
Oh, this is pure graphic design dreams. Like, these are goals for anyone who wants to be a graphic designer.
It's like motion animation. Classic.
Yeah, you can play this at my wedding, but without the music.
I feel like half of our episodes you're saying, play this at my wedding.
Or my funeral. Either, you know, we'll there
do both.
Or there.
Yeah, they'll we'll both play both. Out the same way.
Oh my God. Play TikTok, the Kidz Bop version. Because it's like, it's a Kesha. It was early Kesha, so it was a like club, drug field music. It's like, here's a lyric from that. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a ball of Jack, because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. Makes sense. They changed it to, before I leave, brush my teeth, then I go and pack. Because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. So they changed someone with alcoholism to a kid who's going to run away from his home. Because that's what this shit is. Because when I brush my teeth, then I go and pack. I'm not coming back. This is a suicide song. Like, this Kidz Bop version of TikTok is a fucking suicide song.
You're not wrong.
I'm not fucking wrong, dude. This kid's killing himself, and he's only 9. What's this? There's a comment underneath this fucking lyric which goes, Jack, what's this? Alcohol?
Oh my god. Well, this example here is for... And it disappeared. Okay. Was like for Love on the Brain by Rihanna. The lyric goes like, oh, it beats me black and blue, but it expletive, which I'm assuming is probably like, fucks me so good.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And they changed it to, I can't even see anymore.
Your Wi-Fi sucks.
No, it's not my Wi-Fi. I got a pop-up and now it's an advertisement. Go the fuck away, Volvo. I don't give a shit
also,
about you.
Also, in the Meghan Trainor song, they changed the lyric from boys like a little more booty to hold at night to don't let it keep it at home in your room all night. What? I fucking hate this.
Okay. Oh, fudger. Okay. I had it. I fucking had it.
There is a fun fact from, I should have said this during the Fall Out Boy episode.
God. Oh my god.
Where,
Okay, so the lyric goes, it makes me feel it's true, but it tricks me so good.
Is that the change?
Yeah, so it goes from, it beats me black and blue, but it expletive me so good. And then for Kidz Bop, it goes, it makes me feel it's true, but it tricks me so good.
No. No.
They do Closer by the Chainsmokers.
Yeah, they, oh my god.
That song is bad enough, like, with the original.
We could do an entire episode about how the Chainsmokers shouldn't be a thing.
Oh my god. So, baby, pull me closer as we stand against the Rover that I know they can't afford. Brush that stress right off your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of that notebook that you stole from your friend's room back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
What the fuck, dude? I don't know.
Well, none of that makes sense.
If anything... It sounds like the Kidz Bop version is better than the original, because I fucking hate that song. That band sucks. They're not even a band. They suck.
Oh my god, I love this sentence. Again, of all the pop songs Kidz Bop could have chosen for this collection, they just shrugged, chose Toxic, and assigned a bunch of kids to sing the lyric, with a taste of your lips, I'm on a ride.
And if you don't like it, fuck you, too. And if you don't like it, boohoo. Not Myself Tonight by Christina Aguilera. I mean, sure. I knew you were troubled by Taylor Swift. The lyric, you're drowning, and they changed it to you're falling. I don't get what's so bad about, like, drowning is like,
yeah.
No, like, oh. If you're falling, you're either way going to die. If you're drowning, you're going to die by water. If you're falling, you're going to die when you hit the ground.
Right. Well, I think an interesting point I saw was that it really says a lot about censorship in America in
fuck
general,
yeah.
Considering where the sexual content itself people don't have an issue with. It's the language that's an issue. And the same thing happens in movies where you'll, like an action movie, you'll have some female character in, like, this tight black spandex, and then, you know, but God forbid they say the F word. Like,
yeah.
And
look
that
at you, Black Widow.
And, like, they can have this terrible violence in it, and it's fine, but... You know, words are too much.
Words are just so much.
Right.
I think exactly. I was talking about this last night. I was like, don't censor yourself. These words exist for a reason. And, you know, not all words should be said. But
right. Anything
common like a curse word, that's fucking fine. Like, literally, there's a disclaimer before a podcast that just says explicit.
Yeah.
So it's like, you should be fine because these are words. Like, they're expressive. You can't, don't PG yourself, BR.
Jason and I just are very expressive
live
of
that,
how we feel.
Live that rated R life. it's more fun. Out in the club and I'm sipping that bub to out in the club and I'm eating that grub. It's a telephone lyric. by Lady Gaga and Beyonce. But I will agree that eating food in the club is underrated. Because, you know, why not go to the club and have, like, a cheeseburger with you as, like, you're dancing the shit? Because it's way better than having, like, crazy expensive cocktail.
Well, see, I really like here. So for California girls, they changed the lyric Daisy Duke's bikinis on top to fine, fresh, fierce, we got on unlock. But they did not change the next line where they say, so hot, we'll melt your popsicle.
Oh, my God.
Because, again, it's like a content where it's like, if kids didn't understand the context behind that, could you be, oh, need popsicles anymore? I think so.
Because I don't even see ice cream trucks anymore. And honestly,
oh, ice cream trucks come here all the time.
Lucky.
They don't anymore because it's, like, cold. But, like, there was just one a week or two.
My Love For You went viral to My Love For You went wild. Drive by train. Wild is more suggestive than viral. Viral is just, like, he's not alluding to an STD. Like, he's probably, like, alluding to the internet. And so they changed it to something worse. There's just a lot of unnecessary shit. Like, probably one of the most unnecessary ones was Born This Way. There was a whole article about the shit they did to the song. The whole song is an equality anthem about being gay, straight, bi, lesbian, whatever. It's just about equal, being equal. Just being loving, equal people. You were born this way. There's, you know, you embrace it. But Kidz Bop was like, fuck that. And so it leads into the same conversation about censorship. In that they'll take away the words, but not the content. In this instance, they took away the content. And went full on, like, they just cleaned the whole thing up. Because there are just kids that just can't take the fact that, you know, they can't understand the concept or the idea is that other people are gay or bi or lesbian. And so they took out lyrics like, a different viewpoint is not a sin, in lieu of a different lover is not a sin. And they changed it to viewpoint. Viewpoint is not a lyric. Viewpoint, I've never heard that word used in a song. Not even in like a rap song. Viewpoint is not something you rhyme with. And then they omitted almost an entire verse. They omitted, don't be a drag, just be a queen. That's not in the song, in the Kidz Bop version. She's saying that song. And so the music video, they're literally holding Kidz Bop flyers. Kidz Bop, Kidz Bop, Kidz Bop. More Kidz Bop. This is very pathetic. They omitted, no matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby. I was born to survive. They got rid of that. Kidz Bop sucks.
Well, I found an article on the Washington Post to give credit, written by Kristen Page Kirby, so shout out, where they have suggestions for other songs and their suggested lyrics to
yes.
replace it. One of my personal favorites, Formation by Beyonce.
Yes.
The original lyric, when he F me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster because I slay. Their suggested lyric, when his grades are good, we do math at Red Lobster, then we play.
Honestly, why didn't they just do kind of a parody of, like, if, like, children could actually say this shit? That's so much better.
There we go. Zach and Codeine by Post Malone. I wake up, rinse my mouth with effing codeine. Suggested lyric, I wake up, rinse my mouth with cold mint Listerine.
Smart.
Tequila by Dan and Shay. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila. I remember how we had good fun when I taste Capri Sun.
Look at that. Genius.
Love it.
I think there should be songs that they should have covered, like Last Resort by Papa Roach.
Oh my god, that'd be...
That would be
the most quintessential...
I would love to hear that.
Kidz Bop thing.
That should have been on Kidz Bop 2 or 1.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be fucking amazing.
I listened to that when I was right around Kidz Bop age, so.
Lollipop. Candy yes. Shop. Candy yeah, Shop yeah, by yeah. 50 Cent. It is a Kidz Bop song. It has been Kidz Bopped. Instead of saying, I'll let you lick the lollipop, they say, I'll let you get the lollipop. It's still suggestive as fuck. It's still suggestive. 50 cents, you can lick it, and this one, you can just have it.
It's so, just like, apparently, I'm reading this, and they're like, in an effort to sanitize music even more, Kidz Bop is starting to actually ignore rules of, like, rhyming and rhythm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're just doing whatever the fuck they want.
And they're still making money off this shit. Like, they have Kidz Bop personalities. People started their careers, like Zendaya did. You know, like, they went through that, and then now they're doing something way better. But it's like, I can see this shit. Like, it's just not, it's not conducive. Like, I think you should just show kids, either don't show them the songs, or show them something better.
Right.
Show them, like, start them off small. Like, have them listen to, like, I don't fucking know, jazz. There's no lyrics in that. You can't get mad. Classical music.
There you go.
You can't get mad. Listen to Radiohead. Kids should just listen to Radiohead.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
Let them start their adolescence real melancholic. Yeah. It's real bummed out all the time.
And, like, especially in this day and age, there are a surprising number of, like, musicians who are actually younger and doing their own thing. It's like, have kids listen to kids also their age.
Yeah.
You know? So that way they get that without the atrocities of Kidz Bop.
Yeah.
And they have, like, songs that they can actually relate to.
I was choking in the crowd. I was lost there in a crowd.
I mean, that's relatable.
You know what I mean?
I get lost,
like,
a lot.
What the fuck? Like, it drives me insane.
Yeah.
Like, what's another song that they should totally cover? They should do Wu-Tang, an entire Wu-Tang album of Kidz Bop.
Oh my God.
Change every lyric to something real kid-friendly. It's just like all Wu-Tang songs. Yeah.
You know the newest Kanye West album that's just like...
Life of Pablo?
No. The new one.
New?
Yeah, because he dropped another one after that, didn't he?
No. He helped drop someone else's album. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I got confused.
Yeah, well, Life of Pablo is the last thing he did. Everything else he, like, produced recently. Oh, man, there's so much on Kanye. If we could talk about 2000s Kanye...
Hang on.
It'd be not...
I miss 2000s
Kanye. It wouldn't be problematic. It would be fun. But... Oh, Yandy. I think that's what you're referring to.
Yes.
Well, that's coming out.
It just came out.
No, this is coming out this year.
He just released music recently, though.
Yeah, Kids See Ghosts, Yay.
That's the one I was referring to.
Yay.
That one.
That's how bad this shit was that I don't remember that this shit dropped this year.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I think they should do that one because from what I hear, it is a lot of crazy rambling, and I think I would love to hear Kidz Bop do that.
Yeah, I would love Kidz Bop to do Kanye's entire discography.
Oh, yes.
I want to see how they handle Jesus Walks.
I need a Kanye West special edition of Kidz Bop.
I need a box set of that shit. That's what I want.
See, let's pull up some, example lyrics from, Kanye West. Yeah, you supermodel thick. Damn, that ass bustin' out the bottom.
I want to see what they do.
I would love to hear
that be Kidz Bop.
Fuck it up, fuck it up. Pussy good, go and back it up. Piper up, I'm a piper up.
I just want the rest of this podcast to just be Catherine reading Kanye lyrics.
Yeah. I'll do it in like an NPR voice though, you know.
Yeah, you'd have to get real close to the mic and just like talk really low.
Let's have a threesome. Me, you, and the blunt. I love your titties because they prove I can focus on two things at once. I haven't actually looked at the lyrics to these at all. This is a lot of fun.
Actually, it's just you rapping
you
randomly.
That.
I mean,
I'm too white. I don't have rhythm.
Oh my God. I mean, you know, Kidz Bop exists for people who don't have rhythm.
All these thoughts on Christian Mingle, almost what got Tristan single.
Who's Tristan?
I don't know. I have
Tristan
no idea.
Single. Wrecking Ball. You know, that was covered. Single Ladies. You know, it's... That shouldn't be a Kidz Bop song, because the whole thing is about getting married. Or not being married.
Yeah.
And it's just like, how about you graduate the elementary school first?
Your children.
Call me maybe. Kids are supposed to run away from strangers, but in this song, they're getting a stranger's number and calling them.
Yep.
Yeah. you throw away those life lessons from childhood to being a teenager. You know, it's really fucking dumb. Disturbia by Rihanna, the classic, the classic song. You know, no. It just shouldn't be a thing. Like, if you're gonna listen to the song, listen to the song. There's a reason why clean versions of albums exist.
Right.
If you go to your local Walmart, they exist for a reason, for children not to hear explicit shit.
If it's like on the radio and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know.
But it's, don't have kids singing it. That's just like, that's crossing
it's so, the line. It's like you're ruining it for them. Like, I can't imagine them listening to Kids Bop Metallica or Kids Bop Petey Pablo, Kids Bop Jennifer Lopez, Kids Bop. Who's really explicit? Could you imagine if Cardi B was Kids Bop? I'm 1,000% certain she has been Kids Bop.
Oh, God. Has she?
Drip, drip.
I'm gonna look.
I hope the Kids Bop drip. Well, the Kids Bop Migos. Like, that's almost impossible. Yes. Look it up. It exists. It has to. Cardi B, Kids Bop. It doesn't. It doesn't. It might. Bodak Yellow.
Bruno Mars and Cardi B's Finesse got.
Bodak Yellow is Kids Bop's. So, it is possible. But it's still stupid. Just listen to the clean album. You won't hear much of the lyrics. You'll just hear like DJ scratches or like bleeps or whatever they do now. But just listen to clean albums if you're that concerned. If you're a parent just introducing their 10-year-old to this shit, just throw them in the deep end. Just show them this is it.
Yeah, it's fun that way.
Yeah, because then kids aren't going to want to listen to what you're listening to. You know, they're going to hate it even though it's awesome. Because in 20 years, Cardi B will be parent music.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, any rock band now, 20 years from now, will be dad rock.
Did Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson break up?
Yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
a... I haven't been... I saw someone about something mentioning it, but it wasn't a good source, and I never looked into it.
So. Yeah, that's a whole other episode.
Well, damn, that was...
That's a whole other episode, dude. That's...
But it's not 2000s.
That's not 2000s at all, but it's still pretty funny.
Okay, so I know Finesse got done, but I don't know if any of her other music did. Let's see what they changed Finesse to.
I kind of love that this entire Kids Bop thing just turned into a theme about censorship, about...
I mean, is that not, like, how can you talk about Kids Bop, though?
Without censorship, yeah.
Censorship, because that's, like...
That's the real issue here. But to kind of be positive about it, it's insane that this just shit, that this is still going on. Like, that they're still pumping out records and doing it, or doing original songs and all this shit, and still finding popularity and still finding money. They're like, there's profit from this shit. And I hate it. Yet I applaud it. I'm like, way to go, guys. You didn't die off. Part of my childhood still exists that I didn't experience. Because I would just hear the real fucking
kids
song.
Shouldn't be singing.
Cypress Hill was like one of the first things I heard as a child. I couldn't imagine Insane in the Brain in Kids Bop form. Oh my God.
This is a Kids Bop version. I need to find the original to compare.
That's a whole other... See, this is what research is for, Catherine, to, like, have done this prior.
Look. I do things at times.
I'm busy. I'm super busy.
I am. I'm
fucking busy.
I, like, do things.
Catherine has three jobs.
I don't.
They don't know that.
Yeah, you're right. I have five.
No, no one has five jobs.
Okay, well,
no one has
what
five
if
jobs.
I have, like, 5 gigs? You don't know my life.
5 gigs? Fuck off. Fuck. Back af. Fall Out Boy's Dance Dance was supposed to be on Kids Bop 10, but was removed after Pete Wentz voiced concerns about the song's sexual content.
Pete Wentz is the hero we need.
Pete Wentz is really the fucking hero of this shit, because he was like, yo, you guys don't want this.
Kids Bop can cover an artist or band's music without approval. I did not know that.
What? Blown away. Unless they change their lyrics. If we believe that Wentz says about no one from Kids Bop contacting him, that means that the label was cool with retaining lyrics like, I only want sympathy in the form of you crawling into bed with me. I'm going to listen to this song when I get into the car.
My God.
How is Wentz better at your job than you are, Kids Bop?
Honestly, though. Valid.
Yeah, like, he's fucking, like, yo, don't do this, but I did not know that. This explains so much.
Yeah.
This explains so much of this past 45 minutes of us talking about this.
Yeah.
Is that they can just do this shit. There should be, why isn't there a law about this? We should start it. We should call our congressman before the midterm elections and just
please
be like,
stop Kids Bop. 2K18.
Stop Kids Bop. Stop this shit. Be a hero. Be a hero. Yeah,
that's all I have to say.
I'm pretty satisfied. I hope you've learned something today. But if you haven't, it's whatever, man.
Call your local congressman and tell them to stop Kids Bop, please.
Yeah, to enhance those copyright laws.
Yeah, for real.
Because they're making money off this shit. Cardi B is not seeing anything from Kids Bop version of this shit. Mm-mm. Bruno Mars isn't seeing money from this. Pete Wentz isn't getting money from this shit. So, yeah, call your congressman. Don't be a dick. Vote.
Don't be a dick, vote. And we're out.
No, we're not. We still have...
Oh, yeah! Albums.
Albums. I know mine.
I still
don't. I know mine.
I meant to look it up yesterday, and then I never did.
I'm so excited.
Okay, go.
The Spirit Room by Michelle Branch.
Yeah!
Michelle Branch, first album. That should be pressed on vinyl. If that is pressed on vinyl, I'm buying it immediately.
Yeah, great album.
Buying it. Classic. Radio bops everywhere.
Okay. Mine is from my favorite year in the 2000s for music, which is 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Great year for music. Mm-hmm. And I decided to pick Oracular Spectacular by MGMT.
That was a great album.
Yeah.
That shit shook the world.
It's a fucking bop.
That made indie music radio friendly
to
like the weird shit they were doing. That is fucking great. Join us next time on the special episode of emo.
Yeah.
We will be doing emo music with special guests in that they're just people we know. Chad's coming back.
Yeah, you know Chad.
You know Chad. We're bringing Chad back. We're bringing Chadley back.
You didn't tell Chad that, though.
You did. And then I texted him, and he was like, Catherine already told me. I was like, oh, okay.
Because you told me Chad was coming, but Chad hadn't been informed at this point.
That's true. So I jumped the gun on that. But he's coming. So
anyways.
That's really all that matters. So
join us.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Go vote.